Hey guys, thanks for watching Ike Live. It's brought to you by Mystery Tackle Box. Please check them out. They've got a great product. Go to mysterytacklebox.com.
If you use the coupon code IkeLive, you get 50% off
Sweet.
Your first Pro Box. That's
$12.50
for a almost $50 value of baits in this box.
What is this foolishness?
How many dreams can you shape in a minute, an hour?
The kind of clean you like best.
Lost three of my teeth, too. All right, so you lost next time you win.
Steamy, hot, hearty, delicious, invigorating.
Folks at home, how you doing tonight? I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday. I know we are. I want to welcome you to a brand new Ike Live show. We've got a really, really, really good one for you tonight. We've got a special in-studio guest sitting right next to me right now, looking you dead in the eye, giving you the evil stare. Look at him. The one and only Vegas the Hammer joins us tonight in studio. Yes, man. I'm excited. Thank you for coming in with us and talking to us a little bit. We're going to be talking about the big win that you had yesterday up at Merrill Creek on youth division. So we want to hear all about it, and we're very proud of you. Great job.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us here. Also, we're going to be catching up a little bit with my escapades from the last week or so, dealing with the Major League Fishing event up on Sturgeon Bay, and it was a great tournament. I want to give you some insight to that. And last but not least, we're going to do a little iCast catch-up. iCast was weird this year because there was no iCast. It was a virtual iCast. I don't know what that means, Vegas, but it was virtual, whatever that means.
Yeah.
But we've got a great guest coming on to talk about iCast and some new products. Andrew Wheeler from Abu Garcia is going to join us in our final segment. Let me introduce the rest of the room real quick, and then we're going to get to our sponsors who make this amazing show possible. Over on the buttons tonight, producing the show, Vegas, you know this guy. What's his name?
Brian? Yeah, Brian.
Brian.
Brian
the Carpenter. Brian the Carpenter with us. Brian, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. I'm very excited for this. I've been dying. I got no details on how his day went yesterday.
Right. You wanted it to all be fresh.
I can't wait to hear how
it's good.
How he
There's some
up.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And then, of course, tonight, handling our instant messaging, our DMs, a lot of other stuff over there, of course. We've got the one and only Rich Rizzo over there. Sin, how you doing, Rich?
Doing great, Mike.
What do you got on your head there? I noticed something interesting.
I'm rocking a fresh hat here. It's the limited edition, super premiere, exclusive, only a limited amount made.
Look at that.
Vegas the Hammer
There's
hat.
There's the close-up of it. Look
Vegas
at that.
The Hammer hat.
Wow.
And I'm proud to announce I'm the first pro staff member of Vegas the Hammer team. We're going to work out the contract details on
number
Monday.
We're looking
forward to a great and fruitful Vegas the Hammer Pro Staff.
Yes.
Thank you, Wiz.
Yes.
You got it, buddy.
And of course, last but definitely not least, Vegas, and you are sort of sitting in his chair. This is a temporary thing because normally you'd be on the couch over there, and this guy would be here. But we've got, if you look up there on the screen, if you want to turn around behind you, we've got the one and only, our dean of the Best University, Pete Klusik, the cross of the show. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. Good to see you guys. Good to see you, Vegas. Congratulations. What a monster bag, a monster win. Congratulations. But I cannot wait to hear this story.
Quarren Pete.
Quarren Pete. It's going to be a good show for you tonight. Of course, this show is brought to you by a lot of companies that are amazing, that help support us. At the top of that list is Mystery Tackle Box. Man, it's such a cool product. A box full of amazing new lures comes to your doorstep once a month. Check them out. Mystery Tackle Box, TH Marine, Dr. Squatch, Liquid Mayhem, Flambeau. You're going to be hearing about some great Flambeau products tonight that are new this year. Vegas Ooh. Launched at Virtual iCast. Tackle Warehouse, of course, one of the best retailers out there.
Oh, yeah.
Hobie Kayaks is a supporter of the show, Young mm-hmm. Vegas. Torquedo. You know a thing or two mm-hmm. about yep. Torquedo. We're going to be talking to you about that. Pretty instrumental in your win. We're going to let people know why, but mm-hmm. Merrill Creek is not a little reservoir, and it's electric only. Mm-hmm. So having that Torquedo was pretty important.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, Bash University, big supporter of this show. And why have you here, Pete? What do we got going? Now, there's people right now that are watching saying, God, I keep wanting to subscribe. What do you got going right now with BU?
So much is going on with BU all the time. Constantly new stuff. Got great deals to subscribe. But the big news is the Bash University app is available for your Android device and your iPhone. Wherever you get your app, you can go and download the Bash University app for free. We haven't even put out the press release. We haven't released it yet. And we're going to be doing that this week. But here on the Yike Live show, we're giving everybody a sneak peek.
I love it. A new app. If you don't have an app right these days, Vegas, you're just simply not cool. You know what I mean? So Bash University is pretty cool. Also brought to you by TH Marine, maker of great marine products from everything from little John boat like yours mm-hmm. all the way up to a biggie small yacht. And TH Marine, by the way, has some great new products being released here at a Virtual iCast this year. And we're going to be talking about a couple a little bit later in the show. And last but not least, brought to you by Founders. Vegas, I know you're a little too young to drink beer, but this is really good beer. And when you get of age, you're going to love Founders. It's a great drinking beer. We're going to be drinking some all-day IPA tonight. It's one of the best, in my opinion, just easy drinking IPA. It's great for any situation. And Riz, we want to remind everybody, if you're watching right now, I know we've had a ton of questions, people saying, Founders, where can I get it? I see you guys drinking it. I hear so many good things about it, but they don't know where to get it. There's an easy way to find out. What's the deal with this, Riz?
That's right. We're proud to announce that Founders has launched an app as well in the past year.
See that?
And what the Founders app does is it lets you know where the locations you can get each flavor of beer are. So if you heard that this one is really good and it sounds like something that you're into, on the Founders app, it'll tell you the closest liquor store to you that sells that beer. It has full descriptions on all the kinds of beers, the flavors, the hops. If you're a beer drinker and you like trying new beers and all the flavors that they have to offer, you got to check out the Founders app. It's gonna open your eyes up to some delicious, delicious brews.
Yes, and of course, all those sponsors we just went over. Go to IkeLive.com page. We've got a promo code for every one of them. And I think it's Ike Live is the promo code for all of them. So get great discounts, get great opportunities. Let me remind you, Vegas, we've got some people watching over on Facebook right now, Facebook Live.
Cool.
And we have a great promotion that we do. It's just a like and share promotion where if you're watching on Facebook right now, please take a second, like and share the feed. If you do that, you're entered into a contest to win this, Vegas. And,
wow.
And this is heavy. Feel that. What's that weigh? We gauge it at 20 pounds. What would you say?
Wow.
Feels like about 20, right?
Yeah.
Give or take,
yeah.
Maybe a little less?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, a little less.
What was heavier, your bag of bass or that bag?
Your bag of bass,
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
Was heavier. Okay, so it's not 20.
It was a big, giant
it's not
bag
20
of bass.
Pounds, but it's... This bag's loaded with Ike Live products. Like and share it on Facebook. You'll be entered a contest to win. Riz is going to pick one at random at the end of the show. Correct, Riz?
Yes, that is correct. And speaking of Facebook like and share, guys, if you're a fan of the show and you enjoy what we do and you like seeing our content, make sure you have your notifications on your social media feeds turned on. And that way you can stay up to date with everything that we have going on, new stuff, new contests, just general goofiness that we have going on. You can turn the notifications on Facebook and YouTube and really keep up to date with what we're doing.
Yes.
General goofiness.
Yes, general goofiness. That's going to be a new YouTube playlist. Goofiness. General goofiness.
Also, Brian Carpenter,
yes.
Are we going to announce the Ike Live contest winner?
We are.
Tonight? We are! Wow! And I know, I can tell you, Vegas, I've seen it in the social feeds. This Ike exclusive, these are one-of-a-kind
yes.
Ike Live reels
yes.
that were given away. These things are, dude, these things are hot. They're like literally on fire. I see smoke coming from them. They're so hot.
Smoke.
We're going to be announcing the winner tonight of that contest. So that's pretty exciting. Can't wait to find out who won that. Before we start the show, you know, Vegas, we always want to thank our military, the men and women in the military, for what they do to protect our freedom. So thank you guys for what you do, active and veterans. Thank you very much. Want to also thank our policemen, our firemen, our EMT, our first responders, our doctors, right now with everything going on. We'll thank those guys for what they do. It's pretty amazing. This is going to be a great show. Do you want to I think, you know, I was thinking on the order of how we would do it tonight, but I think I want to start with you. I think we're going to go out of order because the MLF tournament was first, but I think I'd like to talk to you first. Is that okay if we start with you?
That's what I want.
Yeah, and let me remind everybody before we get into this, we want to hear from you. Your feedback's so important to the Ike Live show. Please hit us up on the IMs. Rich is going to be putting all these questions through in comments. And also, if you're following on the social media feeds, we're going to be monitoring them a little bit too. And that's at Ike Live Show, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. But let's get to it, Vegas. So this was your first big tournament of the year. Okay, so let me preface everybody. People are watching right now and are saying, first thing they're probably saying is, oh, my gosh. How old is Vegas? Is he already fishing tournaments? So how old are you? Tell everybody how old
I'm
are you.
I'm nine.
You're 9 years old.
Ooh, nine.
Okay. And this is actually your second year fishing youth events.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So in New Jersey, this is through BASS, which is Bass Angler Sportsman Society. They have a youth league here in New Jersey, and it consists of three tournaments a year with a championship. So the two age divisions are 8 to 14, and then 15 to graduating high school seniors, right? Mm-hmm. So 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, okay? Mm-hmm. So two youth ages in these events, and it's pretty cool. And there's three a year, and you had a good year last year. You had a decent year last year.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was good for your first year, but this was your first event of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And they made an announcement. When they first announced this tournament, and they said the first event of the year is going to be on Merrill Creek.
I was so disappointed because I'm like, I'm not going to win this because last time I didn't catch nothing.
You zeroed.
Yeah,
you zeroed. So this is great part of the story. So your last time on Merrill Creek, which was last fall, they actually ended up having their championship event there. You fished for 8 solid hours, and how many keepers did you catch?
You caught 5.
Last year.
Zero.
Zero. Zero. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think. I want to mention that because for me even, and I want to throw Pete into this too, for guys that have been doing this for a living for 20 years, like Pete and I, go into a place that you've zeroed, go into a place that you had a tough event. It's sometimes it messes with you because, you know, you're like, gosh, I'm not very good here. What were you thinking? Were you thinking?
Well, when I got there, I was so nervous. I'm not going to win this on my first tournament. I was going to be so disappointing. And then I just catch them.
And then you just catch them. But you
there go.
Yeah, but I noticed you did relax. And relaxed. And Pete, I got to tell you, I got him up at 3:10 a.m. We were on the road at 3:20, and he didn't sleep. Entire drive up, which is about a 2.5 hour drive. So I know we had butterflies, you know.
Yeah,
I love it.
But that's great. That he has the butterflies.
That means
he has the fire. That's what that means, you know.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And what you said is so true. And I'm so proud of you for this, Vegas, because so often when you have a crummy tournament on a body of water, you can mentally, when you get back on that body of water, like for me, it's Lake Oneida. And I keep going back for more suffering, and I but Vegas, after you had a really tough time of it last year, you got your head together and you went out and fished an amazing tournament. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do.
It's hard because, you know, and my nemesis is Florida, the entire state. You know, I kind of wish it would drift off into the ocean, but I do know that feeling, and I'm very proud of you for getting over your, you know, butterflies.
Yep, yep.
But when we got in that boat, I saw you got really, really focused. You got really, really focused. So you wanted to, and here's the thing in these terms. Let me let everybody know. The only thing I can do, Pete, is I'm there as like a parent to make sure the safety aspect is there. Mm-hmm. I can turn on the back motor for him, and I can net his fish. And everything else, decision making, calling, change, you know, like the bait change process, like all that stuff, he has to do that. So it's, I'm sitting back watching this, but you made a decision that you wanted to start in an area where you had a good day with your mom when you fished there with your mom.
Yep.
Like over a year ago, and way back then. You caught one, I think you had one big smallmouth you caught, and you lost a couple other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew that's where you wanted to go, right? Was there any question in your mind that's where you wanted to start, or were you thinking about other places, or you knew you wanted to go right there?
Well, I was thinking go there, or the other, there was two whiplap, or four whiplaps.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, go there, like...
You wanted to fish riprap. You had it in your mind you wanted to fish riprap.
Yeah, you gotta fish the whiplap, I guess.
Right.
And then I'm like, all right, just
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, just go to the one you caught them.
Yeah.
So we went to the one, we went to the whiplap.
Yeah.
Where we caught all the other ones.
Yeah, with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing that first hour. And this is the amazing thing, Pete. And this is where, this is the hardest thing to teach in this sport. If you're watching right now, you know, of course, Pete, we instruct at Bash U nonstop. We're teaching people how to fish. But the hardest thing to teach people what to do is trusting your gut, is decision-making, right? And I got to tell this story, Pete. So we get to this area of riprap that he wants to fish, and we make a pass. We go all the way down it. We don't get a bite. And I'm sort of watching that graph, and I'm not seeing much on the graph. Seeing a little bit, not much. I could see his graph up on the front. I'm just watching it. I'm not seeing much. He comes back and makes another pass on it. I think he switched colors. He goes back and makes another pass down this stretch. I think he switched color or maybe a bait. No, he actually switched baits because you picked up the swim bait.
Yeah,
I remember you picked up the swim bait.
Making adjustments.
On that third pass, so now we're an hour into the tournament. An hour.
Really?
We're like 50 minutes if we're not an hour.
We drop shot with Ned Riggin? What do we do?
Drop shot and Ned Riggin and swim baiting. So but mainly drop shot.
Okay. Not feeling too good.
Not feeling too good. And we get to the end of that riprap, and I look at Vegas and I say, hey, man.
Which one? The one?
The one.
Okay.
The main riprap. And I look at Vegas and I say, okay, Vegas, just, you know, heads up here. We're an hour in. What do you want to do? Do you want to make a big move? You know, because there's other options, right? You know, you had in your mind we could go fish grass, we could do other stuff. Mm-hmm. I said, what do you want to do? Do you want to stay? Do you want to make another pass, or do you want to go? And what did you tell me?
I said no, because I've been feeling all these little bites. I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Right.
I wanted to stay to see what is this.
So you were getting bites on a drop shot, but nothing big, right? You were getting small bites. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting small things.
Right. So you made a decision to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And when we made that fourth pass back up, so now we're coming back up. You finally caught your first one.
Mm-hmm.
You got your first bite. And it was amazing because I'm sitting in the back, and I watched you getting little bites. And I watched you, like, wait it out. But then something else happened. You got a bigger bite? Or what happened on that first one? Because I was watching.
So I'm like, oh, just a little bite. So I start lifting up. I'm like, I'm stuck. So I start, like, trying to jack it.
Yeah.
So, like, it starts... Like, so the weight could come off and I could put another one on it.
You thought you might have been, like, in a little rock or something, yeah.
And then all of a sudden it goes, and like, what is that?
Yes. All right, now, here's where, Pete, this is the most unbelievable thing. And Brian DeCarpenter, I know, is going to kill me and beat me right now live. We were not running a GoPro. We were not running a GoPro. No, because no. I was superstitious, but just trust me.
I'm with you.
Just trust me.
No,
we would have zero.
It's screw superstition.
I know.
Oh, come on.
Well,
it gives you terrible luck.
Ah, see? See, you had an angle.
Hold on, but when you win, you were meant to win, and when you win, you made it happen.
Okay.
But when it's bad, it's a luck, and you wore the wrong underwear.
It has eyes. It watches you and gives you a bad look. It comes in your brain.
It goes in your brain.
Really
like a
bad.
It's super bad.
If it wasn't recorded, it didn't happen.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna give it to you right now. So there was no camera on. So Pete, I see him set the hook on this fish, and Vegas brought the prop with us right here, so we have it. And I see him set the hook on the fish, and he's like, oh, I got one, you know, and you could tell, you know, it was this big fish. And as he set, I watched the rod go. And snap.
Oh, my God.
But the
gosh.
Funny thing is, when the rod broke, it didn't break clean.
Right.
It broke but stayed there. He's so focused on what he's doing, he never knew the rod is broken.
Yeah.
No.
So
he's
fighting it. He's fighting it. And the rod's broke. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, God, please, if it hits that graphite, I know what happened. 6-pound fluorocarbon on splintered graphite is not a good combination.
It's not a good combination.
But it stayed hinged. So it stayed in the guides, and he was able to fight this thing. It's peel and drag. It's trying to jump. And when I netted that first fish, and by the way, Vegas, we're saving this rod, right?
Yeah, it's got everything.
What did you write on here? We wrote Merrill Creek, 7-18-20, 18.39 first place. So you're going to keep that as a souvenir, which
That's
is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But when that fish, Bri, I know you know it. Riz knows this feeling. Pete, you know it. Everybody watching, if you tournament fish, you know this feeling. Dude, when I saw that first fish, which was a 3-plus-pound smallmouth, come in the net.
Oh, my God.
And you know that feeling of when he's in?
Oh, yeah.
And the net is in the boat?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we both yelled.
finally.
I grabbed him. I squeezed him. I think he farted when I squeezed him. I threw him so hard.
Lyle.
It wasn't a fart. It was something I felt. Okay.
Dude, we had shoes that have, like, that...
Oh, it was your shoes.
No, it was your shoes.
Oh, it was my shoes. It was my shoes that made the fart noise.
What?
That's right. You're right. It was my shoes. You're right.
The boat.
But because, dude, I remember what we talked about. Pete, I felt like we won because the whole ride up, to calm his nerves, I'm saying, let's catch one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we catch one, we get points.
Yeah.
You beat the goose egg from last year. Yeah. You're a winner with one fish.
Yeah.
If you don't catch one fish, you're not... You don't make it to the next week.
Right. Well, you need points, right? You got to qualify, You got to qualify for championship. So, dude, we felt like we won. I mean, we were high-fiving. I was so out of my mind excited.
This is an hour in.
This is a little over an hour in.
Wow.
And we've got a 3-pound smallmouth. I felt like that nothing else could happen the rest of the day that could make this day any better.
Yeah.
Nothing could happen.
Was that a drop shot or net?
That was a drop shot.
It was a drop shot.
It was drop shot. So
let me ask you a question, because when Jake's wrestling and I'm watching him wrestle, I'm more nervous than when I used to wrestle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I get butterflies when but watching him, it's twice as bad. How do you feel? Compared to the way you feel during your tournament, are you more nervous Vegas?
I'm more nervous. I'm nervous because my one job is, my one job is to net the fish.
Yeah, and then it was my one job to catch the fish.
Right, right. Your one job
is 2-on-2.
Vegas, 2-on-2.
Your job sounds harder.
Your job's harder.
I haven't caught a smallmouth
in a year. Last year.
So it's really hard to get the fish in because you don't know what the feeling is.
They're crazy,
you
right?
Yeah, they're crazy.
They're
nuts.
They're crazy.
So Pete, I'm nervous. I'm nervous. I'm shaking probably more than he is. And you know that netting. There's an art to netting fish as well. And I forget because we don't use a net. You know what I mean? Brian's no good at it because he knocked Riz's off at Delaware. But
I was frozen.
Yeah. But I'm very, very nervous. So he gets that first fish in, and we get it in the live well. And I swear, dude, I feel like there's nothing that could happen the rest of the day that could make it any better. And the funny thing is, you know, we regained our composure, and we turned the boat, Pete, right? We turned the boat to make another pass down this. And and when we make this turn, Vegas, you keep fishing this drop shot, but I noticed that after you caught that one, I'm watching, because I'm watching what you're doing. You started to get a little more dialed in to what to do with that bait, right? Like to how to, you know, how to move it, how to shake it or let it sit longer. Like I started watching you get into it more. And as we're going down on the second pass, of course, we switched rods. We had we had another rod, so we retired that one. Mm-hmm. And we have the same bait on.
Yep, same bait.
Drop shot, okay? And as we go down again, Pete, I'm watching, and I see his rod load up again, like get heavy. And all of a sudden he goes, got another one. And I'm like,
Are you kidding me?
I'm like, what the heck? And so I've got the net. I've extended the net. And I'm watching this fish, and I'm waiting to see these acrobatic jumps like what the first one did, right? And I'm watching the line ain't coming up. I'm like, that's funny. That's weird. This fish isn't jumping. He's this bulldog. And I'm like, okay, well, it's fighting different. And as he got it close to the boat, I looked down. It's green.
Oh.
And it's not brown.
No, it's not brown.
And fish number two is a four-pound large.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we put that fish in the boat, Vegas. So now you've got like a 3.5-pounder, three-something. Mm-hmm. You've got a 4-pound largemouth within 15 minutes of each other.
Mm. He was so big. He was my easiest fish, too, because he just like...
Okay, so what's going through your mind now? Because you caught the smallmouth, and you alleviated that goose egg. You got that keeper we talked about. But now you all of a sudden you catch number two, and it's a big largemouth.
I'm thinking I'm special because I thought only smallmouth will... This place.
Right, because it's deep rock, right?
It's deep rock.
Why the heck is this largemouth there, right?
Unless, like, somebody put it in there the next day. Like
a scuba diver or something. Yeah.
Why would a scuba diver just go in there and just like a four-pound
I don't know. But what I'm trying to understand is, in my mind, you know, I don't want to say satisfied, but I was like, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I'm happy you caught that smallmouth. But then when you put number two in the boat, my mind, all of a sudden, Pete, I go, uh-huh. And, you know, like as a tournament fisherman, I start thinking, well, wait a minute. That's seven. If I do my math right, that's 7 pounds.
That's right.
I'm like, and then
in your mind, that was probably nine.
It might have been nine in my mind. It was actually at seven, but it might have been nine. I might have been big eyeing them. But all of a sudden, we went from, you know, and we were talking about all this, Pete. It was cool because we were flushing all this out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went from being like, we got our keeper. It's awesome. We got our keeper. Now we're like, we can win this.
Oh yeah.
You know, I can remember saying to you, I'm like, refocus, Vegas, because you get caught up in that moment. How hard it is because you're excited. You got butterflies, and you start to lose focus. But I'm like, Vegas, we got a chance now. Like, do you remember us talking about that? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, Pete.
Yeah. Well, what was the winning weight from the last tournament?
So the winning weight from the championship event that he fished in the fall, I want to say, was 11 or 12 pounds, okay, for five. So... Yeah. You know, with two good ones for his age division, right? So the 8 to 14, I'm like, this is going to be top two or three material right here, you know. But, you know, I start saying to you, I'm like, we're three away, right? We're three away at, you know, 9 o'clock. The tournament weighs in at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
We got a long day, you know.
Looking good. 8 hours, huh?
We got a full 8 hours for these kids. Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's awesome.
Love that.
It's awesome. Yep. But I felt like when that largemouth came in, I felt like it could be one of those days.
It was actually my easiest. Like I saw. I was watching
it.
I didn't
fight as hard as that smallmouth.
No, because I was watching. He was gonna jump. I knew it. I knew it for sure. and then all of a sudden, I thought he just was dead.
he
just stopped.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
okay, I just wheel on the top. So I wheel him on the top, and then he gets the net, and I'm like,
yep.
What just happened?
So, yeah, and he went
and
right
like,
in.
This is the end. We're going to win this for sure. I mean, it's giant. I have never seen nothing.
He came right in. It was the easiest fish
to bet. It was like, my biggest fish in my life was like only a 5-pounder. Not this giant thing. It was like, it was amazing. It couldn't even fit in the live well. I'm like, is that thing going to survive?
All right, now you're jumping fish, okay? You're jumping fish because you're talking about the second largemouth we caught. But I know what you're talking about. So let's fast forward a little bit. So we catch that second largemouth.
Yeah, we catch that.
Okay? Mm. It calms down a little, Pete. It calms down. Now we go like a full hour without getting a bite, okay? So we have one smallmouth, one largemouth. We go a full hour. And we don't get a bite.
Nope.
And I say to you again, I said, okay, remember, it's all your decision. I can't weigh in on this. I say again, I say, Vegas, we went up and down it 2 or 3 more times. We hadn't had a bite. I said, what do you want to do? Do you want to make a move or do you want to stay? What are you thinking?
I was thinking in my brain, I'm thinking like, is this the deal? Is this not the deal? Because I caught the two fish. I'm like, I'm happy.
It gave you some confidence.
It gave me some confidence. I'm like, but this place gave me confidence. So I don't know if I should leave it or should I stay.
But you made a decision to stay.
I stayed. I just wanted to see just a couple more minutes to see if I could just catch one more.
Yeah.
Like, just get a little more bites and all that stuff.
Yeah. And it worked out. So after that big lull, Pete, something really interesting happens, and this is everybody watching right now. We're going to get a little bash you on you right now. This is an extremely clear reservoir. It's got 200 feet of water. It's crystal clear. You could see down 10, 11 feet. You could see down. All of a sudden, after that hour of no bites, a little breeze picked up, Pete, and this little wind came up, and it started hitting the face of that riprap. And it was so strange because it was so flat all day, and this little wind picked up. And when that little wind picked up, immediately Vegas catches his third fish, which
this
is
the one I was talking about.
This is the one
I thought you were talking about. I got confused.
Okay,
sorry.
Which is a giant, another giant largemouth.
Yes.
And this is the fish that Vegas was talking about, that when he set the hook, dude, his rod, I'm looking at his rod, and I said, I'm thinking lake trout. Right? Lake trout, because I've caught lake trout there before. I'm thinking big catfish, because it's a different kind of fight.
You're saying a lake trout. Shut up. Shut up. I don't want you to ruin it, because if you say it, it's going to come true. So don't say it if you don't
true
want it. Vegas. Yeah.
Right. So you were telling me to shut up out there. That's right.
Yeah, first you're trying to jinx it with a GoPro.
Right.
You're jinxing it by calling it a
lake trout. So then all of a sudden I catch my eye, and this is what Vegas was talking about. He cuts to the top, Pete, and I can see it. And it's the most god-awful giant largemouth. It looks like a 10-pounder out there to me.
If it was a smallmouth, it would have been like 2 pounds how far it was out there. If it was a smallmouth.
Right. But this was a largemouth, and it was a giant. And once he got to the top, he did sort of die. And he came right in the net without much of a fight.
Like I was saying when we went there, he just stopped. I'm like, oh no, here comes the jump. I didn't want him to do it, because if he goes backwards, it's going to pull and the line might break.
It might, right?
Or if he comes forwards to me, it's going to be okay, and then I can do all my rest and stuff. He just stopped. I don't know what happened.
And he came right in the net.
It was so weird.
The thing I remember about net fish, Bri, is I was shocked. Like, almost like time stopped, you know, when you look out there and see that head and that body.
Yeah.
But when he got in the net, it was the weirdest thing. Like, on that first smallmouth, we're yelling and we're screaming. Dude, we're high. I squeezed him. He farted, all that stuff.
I didn't fart.
Oh, that was
like
two. That's right. But on this largemouth, dude, Riz, when I net this one and it got in the net and we put it in the boat, I laid it in the bottom of the boat. And we were quiet.
Yes.
For like 10 seconds.
Yes.
I just looked at him, and we looked at me, and we didn't say, and there was a boat near us.
Yeah.
And we just looked at this fish, and I couldn't say anything, because I'm looking at him like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, what is going on right now?
Yeah. Now, I got to admit, I did big eye this one for sure. I thought it was a 6 or 7 pounder. That's what we said it was, right? We were calling it 6 or 7 pounds, but it actually weighed
415.
598.
Oh,
oh
my God.
598. Okay.
I have to hear this part of the story.
Yes. And here's his. He got big fish in the.
598. Oh, my God.
Big fish in the. Don't worry. It's just getting started. It's just getting started.
Get him, Vegas.
Save the yelling for last.
Yeah.
It's not over. Shut.
It's not over, Oprah. So,
love it.
Dude, a 5'9"8, which I thought was a 6'7" pounder. 5'9"8, it's almost a 6 pounder.
Yeah.
We put it in the live well. It would not fit in the live well.
Oh, my God.
It was bent in the live well.
It was like,
Oh my gosh.
It's not gonna work.
I mean, I had to like leave that one by himself because he was so big on that one side. And it was literally at that moment.
Oh, you got the split live well.
I had the split live well. Yep. Mm-hmm. So we gave that one.
So were you in the crawl?
In the Coleman crawl.
Yeah,
crawdad.
And you did a split live well in there.
Yep, split live well in that one. Yep.
It's pretty small.
So when that one came in, honestly, I think we
had to get a whiff.
Yeah, we said Yep. Okay, remember, I told you to breathe. We were drinking water.
Please.
We took a little break after that one, like a 5-minute break to recover mentally.
I was for sure I was gonna win this. I'm like, there's no way somebody's gonna catch.
But listen to me.
One like this.
Right, and that's the moment when we changed our attitude from we got our keeper to we can catch five, we can win to. We want. You felt like you won at that point.
I felt like I win because I have never caught like.
You never caught one that big in a tournament, ever.
I never felt like... I actually kind of wanted a fight, but...
Right.
It didn't... I wanted the fight, but I didn't want the fight, because I wanted to catch it, but...
Right.
Yeah, you wanted that one in the box, dog.
Yeah.
That's where you wanted that one.
I laid down, I'm like, I want to win. Yep. All right, this is done.
Yeah. So, that fish was in the boat. That was incredible. And then we made a pass back up again. So, that we're just going back and forth.
We're going back and forth.
And then... Number four, I just want to tell everybody, when it's your day, you've heard me tell this on the show, Pete, we've talked about it for 100 years. When it's your day, it's your day. When it's like getting struck by lightning, you can't stop it. He's reeling the drop shot in.
Oh,
Pete.
No.
He's reeling the drop shot in, and a 2-pounder eats it as he's reeling the drop shot in. And we
bonus.
Dude, he small eats mouth? It. Small mouth. Yeah. He's reeling it in. It eats it. He sets the hook. Got one. He shoots. The fish shoots straight up, and I'm sitting there. I grab the net. I'm sitting there, and it jumps eye level with me, and it's going left to right. So I'm watching him just go.
Flying fish.
I'm like, oh my God.
I believe. Just, fly.
I believe I can touch the sky. Yeah, he's flying. And that fish comes in the boat, and there's four, and it's just a 2-pounder, right?
Yeah, but I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wait, not just 2 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm like, it was cool, but it went to a 2-pounder. Like,
right. But it's a keeper.
He's in the well. Mm-hmm.
He's in the well. Mm-hmm. And I think at that point, Vegas, if I can remember correctly, we had like, I want to say, 3 hours left.
We had three hours left
to catch one more keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm.
Now I do want to rat you out a little bit on this.
Uh-uh.
Okay?
Yeah.
I want to rat you out. And this is where, you know,
it started to get really bad.
Let me tell you though. Hold on. I want to explain it. And I want to hear what you have to think about it, cuz there's other kids watching tonight, and I want to flush this out. This is where the dad, the like angry soccer dad or angry baseball coach dad started coming out in me, Pete, because I saw it. I'm sitting there watching, right? So I'm seeing every moment of this. And I can see, after you caught number four, you, like, just relaxed. Like, out of the zone.
Oh, I was out of the zone. I couldn't do it.
Because you're happy. You already, in your mind, you're thinking, I got it won, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I kicked into like, and I didn't want to be mean.
I know.
Just trying to teach you. And I kicked in, and I'm like, all right, Vegas. I understand what you're feeling, because I feel it in tournaments all the time. But I'm like, in tournament fishing, you cannot get satisfied. Mm-hmm. It's such a hard thing to teach because I don't want you to be like that in your life. Like you know what I mean? I don't want you to be not satisfied in your normal life. But in competition, you can never feel satisfied, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got four, but we're one away. Mm-hmm. We're one away. So I did let you take a snack break.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I did feed you. What did I feed you? I fed you something.
Pressed ham.
I fed him pressed ham. It was a Rice Krispie treat, wasn't it?
No, I think that was at the end when we were coming back.
Oh, okay. Well, I did feed you something, and I let you get water and all that, and you took your jacket off and your pants, and you got more comfortable and relaxed.
Well, my jacket. Yeah. Jacket pants. Not like real pants.
Right. Yeah, no. You weren't naked. It was your big pants.
It was my
pants.
You
got you, Vega.
It was misty.
But you remember that, right? So it was like, so you were happy and satisfied, and you were starting to, like, get too relaxed.
And then I was like, I
was trying to coach you, but what were you thinking? Was it hard to get back into the focus?
Well, I thought with all these fish, with my biggest fish, did I scale all the fish? Because my biggest fish, he was really big. I don't know, like, if he made noise, because he was pretty big. I had to put two hands on him just to hold him.
Right, the big one. All right, so after that fourth one, you were getting a little more relaxed, and the fishing slowed down again.
Mm-hmm,
and you hit another slow period, right? I remember. So we had four, right? Mm-hmm. And then you know how, like, when you're so close to your goal, you know, and it just stopped again, Pete. It was flat calm. Nothing was happening. And the other thing that was funny is all of a sudden we had that spot to ourselves. From 6 a.m. to, like, 10 or 11.
Yeah, only one person came
and
caught,
one. Person came. But during the slow period, I see people are starting to move around.
Yeah, because you guys are yelling.
No, we weren't yelling. It wasn't because of that. I think, but in my mind,
you were too far away. They were coming close.
There's no such thing as too far away when Mike yells.
Right.
No, they were, like, at the other...
They were on echo heel. Yeah.
Echo. Nope.
Yeah. But what I thought when I started seeing a lot of people move around is I said, man, this might be tough.
Right.
Because when dudes started leaving that grass bed, the big grass
the big,
point.
The main flat, yeah.
At like 10, 11 o'clock, I'm like,
uh-oh.
It's a tough day, right?
Yeah, it's
things,
not on,
things
yeah.
are tough.
Yeah.
And at that point, we had committed. To stand, there was no other question in your mind. You're like, Dad, you said we're staying the rest of the day, so we knew we were staying.
Nice.
And then it was just a matter of catching one more keeper.
And then you tell me if you wanted me to use that little what's that the.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the bait. Now I want you to talk
about
this.
You want me to use that other bait? I'm like, no, because if I use that for 15 minutes, I would waste my time and.
So
if you have a bait and you're catching them on it really slowly, don't go to another bait.
Right.
Even if you really want to, don't, because it's not going to work. You're just going to waste your time, and you're not going to do it.
Dude, I give you credit for two big decisions during the course of the day. One is to stay.
Yep.
You in your heart, you never wanted to leave, and you committed to that drop shot. Once you caught those first couple... Mm-hmm. Because throughout the day, I'm like, there's other rods here, Vegas. I'm just saying, if you want to grab the Ned or whatever.
Right.
But you stuck with it. And it was your confidence level, right?
And you just had a lot of confidence
in it.
And then I'm done. I have my rod in the water. I'm not messing with it. And then all of a sudden, and I just feel it. I'm like, it's a little one. And then, no, it's a full poundle. And I'm like, I got one. I'm so happy. I'm not focused. And I'm like, wait a minute, I still have him. So, and then I'm wheeling it because he's going away that he's coming towards me and not. So I'm just wheeling it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, then he comes towards me. I'm like, yes, he's coming towards me. And then he goes, zoop. He goes right in the boat and goes, snaps.
Breaks
snap.
The line up.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, small mouth. I'm so sad, and I'm like, wait a minute, what was I doing?
Yeah.
I was just setting it out there. So I did it again, I just put it out there, and then I got it right to my boat, and all of a sudden, it's tiny bites again. I'm like, no, don't think of that.
Vegas, rewind what you just said right there, because you recognized something.
It's the hardest thing in the world to teach.
You realized what you were doing to create
because
the bite.
Yeah.
And what was that? What were you? What different clicked in your head that said, okay, I just did something different, and I got a bite. What was that?
Not moving it.
It was not moving because because with a if you were doing it like you would be like wait a couple minutes, pull up. Wait a couple minutes. I was like. I can't do this anymore. I'm just leaving it out there. I don't even know I have my wad, and then I just see it go like, and then that fish comes and he breaks off and all that stuff.
But you duplicated it. You did that same thing.
Yeah, and then I'm thinking, but why? Why did he bite it?
Yeah.
Just laying it, and I learned this. I learned this a little like maybe a month ago that me and my dad were on Palatine Hill. He was using a Cinco, I think. And then one comes up and tries to eat it. He just waits. Like, he doesn't do anything. He just puts it down. And then he gets it. And I'm thinking here on Palatine, how did he do that? If he just, like, let it sit on the bottom. And I'm thinking, it was because it sat down trying to hide and the bass knew. The bass knew it. The bass knew it was trying to hide.
Mic drop.
Done.
Mic drop.
Drop the mic.
My God. Can we cut some of this for Bass U?
Dude, this is...
Goodness gracious.
I mean, this is really good stuff. I got to tell you, the one thing fishing around kids, Pete, is they do simplify things in such a beautiful way. You know? Like, I've heard Vegas talk in these terms before, but that's so amazing. And, like... You know, it happens to all of us. Like, bye. You remember we fished on the upper Susquehanna last year, and the water was, like, piss dirty, and we're all using, like, these dark, black, or bright chartreuse.
Oh, yeah.
And you go to this light bait.
Yeah.
And you start catching them. Like, why? Well, the water's dirty. All the fish turn light. And it's like, yeah. And it's so simple.
Everything's cold.
Everything's
it's wintertime. Everything's pale.
And it makes a lot of sense. It's something like that. It makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. But when it's just sitting there. The bait's acting like a real forage. Mm-hmm. It's trying to hide, or it's, you know, lethargic, easy meal. Yeah, it makes sense.
My brain was like, stop. Go back. Go back a month ago. Go back a month ago. What happened there?
Yeah.
I'm like, I got it.
Yeah.
So go back to what happened on Malaga. I cast it back out.
Oh, Malaga. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm saying it wrong. So I cast it back out there, and then it's right here on my boat. I'm like, I'm not going to catch it. So I just leave it, waste my time, like...
Yeah.
It's not going to work, but I'm going to do it anyways. And all of a sudden, it bites again. It goes. Yeah. It was like... So I'm... So pretend... This is actually how big my boat is. The chair. And then... The line
would be bigger.
Yeah, the line would be right here. And then it starts going.
Yeah.
I'm like, why was one there right there?
Yeah.
Near, like, my boat.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking... Oh, because it's under my boat. That made way more sense.
Yeah.
And I might focus on the fish. So I remember what I did last time. I was reeling it too fast. I'm doing all that stuff. So I'm patient. I'm just like...
This one, you took your time. Mm-hmm. I watched you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The drag got loose. So every time he pulled, he kept pulling. So he pulled.
It's a give and take.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
And then I took some... Like it.
He takes some, you take some. He takes some.
Yeah, it took a while, and then I'm like, I finally got him in. So we're like.
It felt good, though, right? You got number five in the boat, and it was a good one. It was like a 3-pounder. It was like a 3-pounder.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I get my 3-pounder. Oh, it was a decent sized one.
Yeah, you got a limit.
It was like, it was a 3-4. But then I'm like, okay, I'm feeling like something's wrong. And then I'm like, how many? I have 5 fish, right? And I'm like, oh yeah, I have a 7-pounder. I have a
7-pounder, which was a 5-9.
I have a decent. I have the one I just caught, and then I have another 4-pounder.
4-pound largemouth.
I'm like, what am I missing? And then I'm like, and then I know that's only 4. I have a 2 in there. I'm like, I need to catch another.
Right.
I need to catch another one.
Now he wants to get rid of the 2-pounder.
I'm
getting greedy.
I'm like, I don't have 20.
He's getting greedy.
I don't have 20 pounds. I have 18 or something. So I'm like, I need to catch another one. So I do the same thing.
Dead stick it again. Yeah.
And it's long. It's an owl. It's so long. It's an owl. I cast it near the whip. I'm getting all these little bites. I'm like, these are actually little bites because a smallmouth bited it like minnows. The actual little ones bite it
rock,
even.
You bought a couple rock bass and blue.
So then I'm like, yeah. I got one, and I'm like, oh, it's a small bass. And then no, it's a rock bass.
It's not a big smallmouth. Yeah.
No, the rock.
Oh, you did catch a rock bass, yeah.
Yeah, I said that. All right, I said that way. I'm like, it's a rock bass. So I'm like, I'm just gonna keep. Now that I know that rock bass was there, the rock bass are moving in. So I start fishing away from the rocks. I cast out.
Yeah.
And then I reel that one back in. I cast one more time out, and I'm like, I'm actually gonna move this time. And then I catch one. I catch one. Then I'm like, okay, let's change the plans. We're gonna stay here for one more. I have one more owl.
Yep.
And then
we have an hour left.
And then I catch him. Is he a 3-pounder or a 4-pounder?
He caught a really good one. He was long. He had a 4-pound body. He was really, really long.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yes, I did. So I take my next cast. And I catch another one.
You catch another one. They caught back to back.
And then
so we called that two out.
Oh my God.
And then we do it better.
So I take my next cast.
And then he takes his next cast. And cast later, he hooks up. And this one is spooling line to eternity. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the fish that could be a 20-pound bag. And the funniest thing is, we get it in, and it's an honest to goodness 3-pounder.
Smallmouth again.
And it's like. Quarter to two. Yep. We have to leave at 2 because we're doing it 2:30.
Yep.
I'm holding him up to the other ones, and he doesn't help.
Yeah.
He's a big 3-pounder, but he's not as big as the other ones. So we had to let that one go.
I'm like, but I'm like, so long, buddy. It was a good fight.
Yeah.
Now go do it. Then do it. Go do it again.
Yeah. All right. Now here's what I know. There's a lot of people watching. We're gonna go to Riz for IMs in a second. But before we do that, look at the camera, and I want you to tell. Tell us about the bait you were using, the hook, the weight, all that, and how you were fishing it. You were explaining the dead stick a little bit, but what was the bait? Tell us a little bit about the bait.
The bait.
It was Berkeley Max scent.
It was the Berkeley Max scent. It's so good for using it when you're just when you're not going to move it. It's really good when you're not going to move it.
When you're dead sticking, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because all that smell that's coming off of it.
Yep.
And what was the color? I know the color, but describe it to people. What it looked like. It was white.
It was like this brownish.
Brown back.
It was
with
like,
white on the bottom.
White on the bottom.
Yep.
And
so it was Berkeley Powerbait Max Scent. It wasn't the flatworm. It was the flat-nosed minnow. Which has a forked tail, which looks a lot like an alewife herring.
Oh,
it
yeah.
looks a lot like a herring,
yeah.
you know?
You
had it on a number one hook, number one drop shot hook. It was a VMC hook. You had, I want to say it was about 14 inches a leader, and you were using a 3/16 ounce VMC drop shot weight. We actually ran out of them.
Oh.
We were breaking off a lot. We break off a lot in the rocks, or we'd lose the weight a lot.
There was a lot of rocks there. We would get caught a lot.
At the end of the day, I went in his box, and I noticed that he was out of that size, so I was taking the quarters, and I was trying to nip him, but it's tungsten.
Tungsten.
And I'm like, I can't wait. You know, and we nipped a couple down, but we made it through. Okay.
And then we're out of those baits, so I'm like, so you're picking
getting low
bait.
On the baits.
And I say, and then I look back, I'm like, oh, you're picking a new bait. He's like, and then you're like, you say, we're out of those baits. I'm like, what about that one? And then we use that one, and then we catch, do we catch another one, or do we just...
Nah, it was all on that same bait. Yeah.
It was the same, I got a lot of more bites, though.
Yeah.
But they'll... And then, so we go back where I caught that big one, and then I look down like it's something floating down there. But I'm like, wait a minute, it's something humongous.
Oh, this is awesome!
It was something humongous, just underwater, just going, and I'm like, It was so scary at first. It was like, what is down there?
This is the coolest thing
ever.
What
is down there going? It just keeps going. So
visually or on the
visually?
Yeah, I saw.
Vegas is freaking out. He goes, Dad, my God, what is that? And dude, I swear, I look down, Pete, a ball of herring, as big as the crawdad, swam underneath of the crawdad.
It was the scariest thing because I'm like, what's under? I'm thinking, did somebody, is it a boat underwater still going? Is it still going?
Right.
Is it a crawdad underwater still moving with its motor?
Right.
I'm so scared because I don't know what's,
it was bait, yeah.
It was,
and that's why they were up there. That's part of the reason.
And then I'm like, nope, it's just bait. And then I'm like, it's probably because that big fish I caught, they'll probably
running
like,
from them.
Yeah, they'll probably running, but I think they thought, like, where did he go?
Felt safe because the boom was gone.
Uh-huh.
I see.
So then they start going where they want to. They start.
Right.
Now we can see them because they're not hiding no more.
Right. Well, Vegas, it was unbelievable performance. Honestly, we're going to take some questions here from IMs, but I got to tell you, I know I told you this. I've seen a lot of amazing things in my life, but I'm so glad I was there with you. I'm very, very proud of you. It was a great, great tournament, great performance.
Yeah.
When we made that big run back, and the great thing about your boat is tell everybody about that Torquedo because that is a special motor.
With that Torquedo, you could be the fastest person on your. If you have a lake, you would be the fastest person because everybody. If you own a lake, that's just.
It's just electric,
and you see everybody with the crawdad and just going really slowly. Get a Torquedo. You can beat everybody that has an electric motor.
Right.
To the spot, so you can catch them first. Because last time, I was fishing Malika. It was one of those bad days. I get there before anybody, and I catch like a giant pickerel. It was. And I'm thinking, this is because I got there when it came.
Right.
So it's going to get
the speed. The speed. And it was important because it allowed us to make a big run. And it allowed us to fish to the very end and make it back to weighing on time, right? You know, we left at 2, and we made it back we had 10 minutes to spare. Mm-hmm. We made it back at 20 after 2. So Torquedo was super important, too, for you. And then shout out to the Bass Nation for having a youth event. I know right now during COVID it's a little crazy, but we all had our buffs on. We were maintaining six feet social distancing.
I mean, it's
during weigh-in. Yeah,
it's really fun because you're gonna be on the water the whole day. You're not gonna be near people, so you don't have to stress.
Right.
You don't have to.
Right. It's not like being at a mall or something, right? You're outside.
The mall's even worse.
Right.
Don't go to the mall.
Right. Don't go to the mall. So if there's kids watching right now, Vegas, that aren't fishing youth events in the state they live in, do you tell them to? What do you want to say? Do you want to tell them to go fish them? You want to tell them to try them?
Just whatever you do, like whatever sport you do, and you just. You just feel like you just can't do it. Don't give up. Just keep doing it because you might have.
Advice.
If you give up, but in the future you actually do it,
Yeah.
But if you don't, then you don't know if you did. You don't do it.
Right.
But if you keep doing it, It might happen.
It might happen. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I like I said, Vegas. Again, I'm proud. Watching you weigh in was funny. I made him carry his own bag, which was unbelievable. It was dragging across the asphalt.
I can't do this. It's gonna pop. You're gonna see fish all over the floor.
Yeah. It was awesome, and it was great seeing you. Bring them up, pick your lunker. Got to weigh that fish individually, and then you load it your bag up. And when they put it on the scales, and it said 18.39, what were you feeling when you heard that weight called?
I'm like, what just happened? I'm like, is it just because of the big fish I caught? Is it just because
they were all
big
solid?
Fish, no. Or is it because they were all solid?
They were all solid.
They were all solid.
Yeah, and I do want to talk just a little smack on you.
Oh my God.
There were a lot of competitors. You won your division, mm-hmm. of course, but the heaviest bag in the entire event was like 10-8 mm-hmm. something. So
I was going to ask, what was second?
Yeah, so second in his division was 4-1. Second and first in the
had that in one fish.
First in the high school division was 10-8.
Yeah, I think he had two with four.
Wow.
Yeah, he had two fish. He came in. He got Lunkle because he caught
a, in the high school division. Yeah. He had a big one in that bag.
And then he got the same
in
high school division. But I was very very proud of you, Vegas. Mm. I think you did a great
job. Ridiculous.
You did a great job. I know you want to, and we're gonna go to IMs here in a second. But I know you had a request today for everybody watching if they're interested. Mm. What do you got here, Vegas?
So I think a lot of people know, but if you don't know, I'm selling my own Vegas the Hamel hats. If you
Riz
is wearing it.
Yeah, Riz is wearing it.
This
is a great looking hat. Mm-hmm. Shout out to James Riley who designed your logo for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and these, correct me if I'm wrong. Click. These are going to be available on mm-hmm. your Instagram account. We're going to have a link on there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So anybody's watching right now and they want a cop of Vegas the Hammer hat, they can go to, what's your Instagram page? It's Vegas the Hammer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Vegas the Hammer.
Okay, so go to Vegas the Hammer on Instagram and you're going to be selling these hats. And you'll have them up for sale here, I think, this week mm-hmm. they're going to go up. So that's awesome. And a bunch of a lot of luck. Riz, what do we got coming through the IMs? This was great shit. I can talk to Vegas all day.
It was an outstanding interview. The message board is overwhelmingly congratulatory to you, Vegas.
That's awesome.
They love hearing what you have to say. Everybody's proud of you, bud, including myself and Brian. I know that for sure.
Well, thank you for being my
pro staff.
Yeah, pro staff.
Hey, Vegas.
Thank you.
Vegas, if this hat can put me on an 18-pound bag, I'll wear it.
Do whatever you have to say, okay? You're my you're the person, okay? You're the man. Woo!
That's right.
Got
the beat.
But on the message board, one of the first things that came through was King Daddy said that Tackle Warehouse needs to just go ahead and put the Ike Shark hats in the clearance bin, put Vegas the Hammer hats on full MSRP.
That'd be okay for me.
Also on the message board, Chris Loftus came through on Facebook and said that.
Shout out to Chris.
Said that his daughter Reagan says, "Congratulations, Vegas!
Oh,
you did
nice.
Thank you.
Did very well, and you're very brave to be on the podcast tonight. So that's awesome.
True. That's true.
Ike's Brown Salami. Ike's Brown Salami wants to know if you were breakdancing on the back of the boat when you caught the six.
I would have, but I haven't thought of it. I didn't think of it. And if I did, I would fall off. I knew I would fall off. It's a really small deck.
It's a small deck. Small deck's pretty small.
I didn't want to do it because I woke up today and like, what's up with this one arm? It's not like I'm looking at it.
The arm hurt?
Yeah,
it's catching so many fish.
It still hurts.
Wow!
And I could crack my fingers for days.
Jeez, how about that? You ever hear a bass arm before? I never heard it. I heard a bass thumb. I never heard a bass arm.
That's great. I mean, that's an 18-pound bag.
That's unbelievable.
Well, it is.
I mean, it couldn't hold it. It was
right. So your arms and muscles are on it one side. That's good.
But the smallmouth don't quit. The smallmouth just keep pulling and pulling.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
That rips that arm up.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
The bags that, if I was SpongeBob, my arms would have came right off.
SpongeBob, the arms would pop right out of there.
I was talking to the carpenter today, and I was telling him, I said, you know, I caught my first 18-pound bag when I was 30 years old.
I know.
Wow.
You know what's funny? Me and Uncle Don talked about this today. Same thing, Pete.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think. And
I
I'm
was
like,
28.
I cannot remember. Like, honestly, my first big bag, Pete, was when I fished a Federation. I caught a 19-pound bag at Hapakong. And I felt like I was the king of the world. You know what I mean? It was my biggest bag ever. But I was 24.
That's what I felt.
You know?
That's what I felt when I came in full. I'm like.
You felt like you were a king of the world.
But there was these other kids that I'm like, I actually think that they were going to win because they went to the grass. I'm like, these kids...
Right, you never know.
Yeah, the high school kids, I knew... I kind of thought they were going to win.
Right.
At the
front. And they fish at Lake a lot. That's their home lake. Yeah.
And I'm like... And then I come in first place, I'm so happy. But those kids... Yeah. If the kids are watching... I don't know their names, but if the kids are watching, the kids that fished my tournament, if they're watching this right now...
Yeah.
Great job, because
good job to you guys.
Yeah.
Yes. Shout out to everybody that fished the youth tournament on Merrill. Congratulations to all the kids. Getting out there is just part of it, right?
Yeah.
And that's the main goal. We always talk about that is have fun, right? Competition can be tense, and there's ups and downs. There's highs, lows. But the main thing is have fun, right? You had a good time. You had a lot of fun. And I did, too. I had fun going with you. I'll be your net man any day, Vegas. You know what I mean? I'll be your net man any day.
So Frankie on the message board wants to know, Vegas, do you want to be a professional fisherman when you grow up?
That's a good question. Yes, but if it's on MLF, no. No, it's got to be Bass. I'm watching him on MLF. I'm like, that's not right. That's not right. Stop it.
Oh, my gosh. Mic drop. And also, segue to that same question, Frankie wants to know, Mike, have you planned on...
Commercial break?
Save us.
What was the second question?
The second question was, Mike, have you drawn up the plans yet to do an addition to the garage to fit two trucks and bass boats?
That's a great question. The interesting thing is, Vegas, you're always pressuring me for more space in that shop. You constantly giving me pressure about more space. So, but
it's every time I hit the side of the thing, I'm like, it's because
you're hitting the wall.
It's because of the
you need more space. Yeah.
Can we just get rid of the lawnmower? I mean, we don't.
The lawnmower's in there, right? Let's get rid of the lawnmower.
Yeah,
we don't need a lawnmower. Who needs a lawnmower? Let's get rid of that piece.
Hey, get goats.
What about we have this bench? We have this bench, like, will you?
Yeah.
Why can't we put it where
let's do that.
Yeah,
let's get rid of it.
We'll do that a couple of days. All right.
So we'll put the lawnmower. We'll move the lawnmower out of the shop, and that'll give you more room. Mm-hmm. We'll get you a little workbench over there. You have a little more room to work.
Yeah.
Is that good? King Daddy says that, Vegas, you just won the internet.
I like eBay. I don't like Wi-Fi, but there's no.
I am giving the show up.
Maybe Vegas runs that Jim Jones bass.
He might.
Gino Buonanimo wants to know, Vegas, has Bass given you the call yet to sign tonight?
No, but I have dreams about that.
Do? Be signed by Bass. Wow. Oh, let's see. Funny. Anybody calling yet? I don't see anything yet. That's awesome. Man.
I have a question for
Pete's
Vegas.
Oh, Pete's got a question for you, Vegas.
It's kind of a, it's about what you said when you lost that fish. And that's the hardest thing to overcome. Yeah. What was it like at that time? Like, you did, I've got to compliment you. You did the greatest thing that you could ever do when that happens is you focus on what you did to get that buck.
Yep.
But what were you feeling? Were you mad? Were you sad? Did you want to cry? Did you want to break your rod?
It was like all of a sudden he came to me. I'm like, what do I want to do? What happened there? Like I'm actually feeling good. I'm not feeling bad.
See,
really good.
Yeah. See, this is Pete. I got to tell you, this is the main difference, and this is where. Listen, look at me, and I'm serious. I've told you this before. I want you do in life what you want to do. I want you to be happy.
Yeah.
But if you end up fishing professionally or guiding or in this sport, the one thing that you have that I'm so glad you didn't get from me is you have that ability to shake it off really easy. And I noticed that. He's always had that, Pete.
Yeah.
I don't have that. Like, I would have been crushed. I would have probably crumpled up, especially at his age. And I watched him shrug it off and go and catch another one, another great fish. And I don't lose that. You know what I mean? Like,
I actually didn't understand what happened. I was so confused. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
It's like if somebody hit me with a paper plate.
a paper plate.
Yeah, paper plate. Be like, yeah. That ain't hot.
Right.
That ain't hot. What happened there?
Right.
But there was a glass one up here.
Right.
Pick the middle one.
Yeah.
I got to make a comparison. This is a bold comparison. I fished 100 years ago with Kevin Van Dam. And in a tournament down on Lake Eufaula, he had a 10-plus pound bass.
Wow.
Right to the boat, and I was there trying to help him land it, and it was beyond my reach. It was probably 5 feet down, but I could see the fish, and it was the biggest fish I've ever seen in my life. And the fish made a run, and he brought him back up. He said, Pete, I'm bringing this fish back up. And about that moment, his crankbait came whizzing by my head as the 10-pounder came off.
Oh.
And he lost it, and I didn't know what I was going to see, but I saw Kevin do what you did. Yeah. He shook it off.
He recognized
that he was able to trigger the strike from a big fish. He knew how to do it now,
yeah.
And you figured out dead sticking was the key, yeah. And that's what you fished out the rest of the day and did all that culling.
Yeah.
That's what he did, and he wound up having a wonderful day in spite of losing the 10-pounder.
Yeah. It's a great thing, Pete. I said, I'm glad Vegas didn't get. I'm glad he got some things from me, but I think he got that from his mom.
Thank God. She's pretty good at letting stuff roll off.
Were you in a tournament or something?
Yeah, it was a tournament. Kevin, we're in a tournament.
Okay.
Hey, Rich, any questions from Pete's alligator arms on the message board?
Alligator. Oh, we got alligators on?
Not yet, but I'm sure they're coming. And Wayne Jr. Designs wants to know, Pete, did you say 100 years ago? Is that tournament was?
Give or take.
Yeah, that's right, give or take. You know, me and Kevin are up there in age. But what else I want to say, and this is pretty awesome, because I fish with like a lot of father and sons. I do guide trips and training trips with, and only once have I had a 9-year-old in the boat that could fish all day, that was totally in intense and into it like you are, Vegas. So that's you're ahead of your age for sure. It seems like that 13-year-old age is when the kids really make that turn and when they get bit by the bug, then they're all in. And 12, 13, that seems to be the age. So you're way ahead of the curve, buddy.
True.
Good for you.
Yep. You're doing good.
True.
Ike's freaky side says that if I lost a 10-pounder, I would have broke every rod in the county.
That's pretty much correct.
Why?
So Vegas, does Dad give you your own rods, or do you get his used ones, and that's why it broke?
This actually was one of my used ones.
That's what I'm saying.
I was fishing. I kind of thought like it broke
when the fish
did that little.
No, it broke on the hook set. I didn't say anything, but it broke on the hook set, and you were so focused, you were reeling it in the whole time. Beat you with your own rod.
It was one of those big ones. I have my rod tip up. I can't see nothing. I'm just like doing this. Because I don't want to wheel anymore. It's right here. There's just a little too much slack out. But I'm thinking that you could reach it. So I can't see nothing. I'm trying to even bend back. But I know if I do that, I would fall.
Yeah.
So and then it was over. I'm like, phew. I'm
gonna fall. It's in the net. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Vegas has a combination of some of my old combos. But shout out to Abu Garcia. We're going to have Andrew Wheeler on a little bit later in the show. Abu has supplied him with a few combos, and he's using the Revo X combo, which is phenomenal. If anybody's watching, I think it's a $99 spinning reel. It's phenomenal. That's the reels he has on all his spinning rods.
Whoa.
And you have two Revo X rods as well, and they're phenomenal. So you have a combination.
Yeah, they're hard to get. I was on the Abu website over the weekend.
They're really great reel for the money.
Yeah.
They have a casting reel too in that same line.
Yes, yep. and they're hard to get because they're so in demand.
Yeah.
A lot of them are sold out right now.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Well, Vegas, anybody else you want to thank or shout out? Any other sponsors? You want to give Mom a shout out real quick? I know.
I want to give my grandparents, if they're watching.
Yep. Uncle Don and Grandma? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. They were there for me. I was so nervous.
Mom in the background.
I was actually a little happy that they were there. Thank you.
That's great. Yeah, we got the FaceTime with your mom and your sister. Yep. Your sister Stella, who got to watch it, and
I think she was in the pool. I hold on.
She was in the pool. And mommy was in the back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was a great experience. So we'll see what's going to happen. We have two more events scheduled, but unfortunately they made the announcement at the weigh-in that the next two locations have closed their ramps, which include Assunpink and Round Valley, I guess officially came out and said that they're closed. They've reclosed their ramps because of the spike in COVID
which
recently.
makes no sense,
but regardless, so we're keeping our fingers crossed. We get a couple more events of Vegas this year. We got two more left, so hopefully they can find some places.
We have some Thursday nighters we can fish.
We got some Thursday nighters we can fish.
You guys in this week?
We need revenge. So
I have a soccer.
He has a soccer game this week. Next week is Malaga again, and we can have revenge there and try to
future in soccer, bro.
Yeah. Here's the thing. There's
no future.
Vegas.
Hey, I'm like first place in my soccer league.
Oh.
I'm really good at it.
Yeah, he is good at soccer.
All right,
I got
you.
Really good, okay?
Yeah, but can I tell you something, Vegas?
Yeah.
We've struggled in our Thursday nighters so far this year.
We've
stunk.
Well, I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it's like every day. It's odd because.
Yeah.
It's like odds and evens. It's windy.
Yeah.
It's not.
Right.
Windy.
Not. Yeah.
So it's like odds and evens.
Well, here's the thing. We made a couple things. So next Thursday nighter we fish. We're not going to practice. There's no practice.
No,
we're just going to show up.
Yeah.
And the other thing is the last two Thursday nighters, I was in the front of the boat, and you were the backseater. This next one we fish, I'm giving you total control, and I'm just sitting in the back throwing a damn Senko the whole time. I've already come to this conclusion, Pete. You can do whatever you want, Vegas. I'm taking the reins, and I'm going to have one rod with a spinning rod with a Senko. I'm just going to bomb it out of the back of the boat and just sit there.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to do the next Thursday nighter.
Yeah.
Watch you do whatever you want to do. Man, what a great interview. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you for coming on the show here in this first segment. Vegas the Hammer, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you.
Here, and congrats again. Very excited. One more time, Vegas. Where can they get the Vegas hat?
My Instagram, Vegas. If you want to know, it's actually Vegas the Hammer. All you have to type in is Vegas the Hammer, and you get my
Instagram page.
Yeah, you get my page.
Yeah, okay. Mm. That's awesome.
Yeah, it wasn't a joke. That was for real.
All right, there you have it. All right. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're going to take a break here, Brian,
Sounds good.
And when we come back, we're going to do a little catch up with MLF.
Yeah.
Talk about a couple other things, Pete. We're going to get a little caught up on what's going on.
Yeah.
And then I'm excited to get Andrew Wheeler on the phone from Abu Garcia. We're going to talk a little bit about virtual ICAST. We're going to talk about some new product Andrew has.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a Best of Show winner this year from Abu Garcia. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Great new combo.
That's right. And a couple more things. We're announcing the winner tonight of the Ike Live Reel.
Yes. Very special.
Right. It's not too late to enter, guys. You can still you can still hit the link. Is in the bio of our Instagram page. I've shared it on both chat boards. Hit up that link. It's super easy. You go to the website, follow the instructions. It's a few clicks, and you get entered into win the contest. And that includes an Ike Live gift bag, a signed Mike Iaconelli hat, and a Abu Garcia custom Ike Live wrapped reel.
Right. Wow,
one of a kind, bro.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Does this cost money or is this free?
If you win the contest, you get it for free.
I thought that was like if you won it, you could get these and like you have to pay for it.
No,
I thought it was like I didn't know it was a contest.
Do you need to run down as soon as we're done the segment? Run down and go get Mom and have her enter you in this thing. I mean, there's still time left.
No, that's not how it
is.
All right. We got good luck in here.
All right, listen, hang in there with us. When we come back, we got more Ike Live. Hang in there with us. We'll be right back. Congratulations,
Vegas. 1.5-inch drop shot worm. Bama bug. Finesse jig, PB&J. Give me something hard. Hey, Davey D here. Now, I didn't always know this much about fishing. Four-aught EWG worm hook. In fact, there was a time when I couldn't tell the difference between a jerkbait and a stickbait. But then I signed up for Mystery Tackle Box, the original monthly tackle subscription. And now I know more about fishing than I do about Calculus.
And he knows a lot about Calculus.
Plus, I get amazing extras like free fishing magazines. October 2016, featured article, 4 Places to Throw a Frog, exclusive decals, zombie bass, and how-to videos for all the great baits I receive. How to tune a crankbait. Is that underwater footage I smell?
I got goosebumps.
So if you're looking to develop enhanced fishing abilities like me, or you just like getting new tackle every month, go to MysteryTackleBox.com and get your box today. Ooh, live minnows. Is it lunchtime already? Nature's candy. Oh. Is he in my pocket?
There's a special place in our hearts for the tools of the trade. They're what we prep for a good day on the water. They're what we clean after a good day in the field. Flambeau's patented Z-Rust technology protects the gear of today from rust and corrosion. Z-Rust, for the performance of tomorrow. Preserve. Perform. Repeat.
Work hard to catch your fish. TH Marine has two products to ensure your fish survive. The oxygenator injects 100% pure oxygen into your live well. That increases fish survival by 35%. For the perfect combo, add G-Juice live well treatment. It calms fish, stops bleeding, removes ammonia, and replaces slime coat. Get an oxygenator and G-Juice and keep your fish alive.